Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Imagine raspy-voiced John C. Reilly and high-pitched, whiny-voiced Sarah Silverman yelling, cajoling, and yakking at you for 1 hour and 28 minutes. That's one way to describe Wreck-It Ralph, a garish, very colorful, frantic, yet not very funny animated feature from Walt Disney. The words of Vanellope, a Bratz doll-styled character, voiced by comedian Sarah Silverman, used to describe Ralph, a Shrek-like character, voiced by John C. Reilly, best describes Wreck-It Ralph itself. Quote, "so freakishly annoying," unquote. The animated film Wreck-It Ralph is basically a series of poundings, chases, gunfire, and explosions. The storyline, such as it is, has to do with Ralph not wanting to play a bad guy in Fix-It Felix, a 1980s-style video game at an arcade. Felix, a Super Mario Brothers-style character, is voiced by Jack McBrayer of TV's 30 Rock. Another of the film's main characters, Sergeant Calhoun, a female soldier, is voiced by Jane Lynch of TV's Glee. King Candy, a character that harks back to roles played by Keenan Wynn, is voiced by Alan Tudyk of TV's Subpurgatory. Much of Wreck-It Ralph takes place not in the video game Fix-It Felix, but in another video game, Sugar Rush, where King Candy rules over Vanellope and a host of other subjects, some of whom are permutations of some of your favorite candies. The movie is directed by Rich Moore of TV's Futurama and The Simpsons in his big-screen directorial debut. The formulaic screenplay was written by Phil Johnson of Cedar Rapids fame and Jennifer Lee, with additional story material from John C. Reilly. Wreck-It Ralph will probably be enjoyed by children 10 and under. Those older and parents or guardians might be better served by frequent trips to the concession stand to buy more candy. Preceding Wreck-It Ralph is Paper Man, a silent, black-and-white, animated short that is charming, clever, and sophisticated. Everything Wreck-It Ralph is not. Wreck-It Ralph is MPAA rated PG for some rude humor and mild action violence. At the box office November 2, despite the devastation of Superstorm Wreck-It Sandy in northeastern United States, Wreck-It Ralph demolished the competition, opening at number 1 with $49.1 million, keeping Flight circling at number 2, opening with $25 million. The Man with the Iron Fists opened at number 4 with only $8.2 million. Opening November 9 are Skyfall. Sam Menendez directs the 50th in the James Bond franchise. Daniel Craig reprises his Quantum of Solace role as James Bond. Judi Dench is M. Javier Bardem plays a villain. The cast includes Naomi Harris, Ralph Fiennes, and Albert Finney. Also opening November 9 is the much-anticipated Lincoln. Steven Spielberg directs. Tony Kushner wrote the screenplay. It is based on Doris Kearns Goodwin's book, Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis stars as Lincoln. Sally Fields is Mary Todd Lincoln. The stellar cast includes David Strathairn, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, James Spader, Hal Holbrook, Tommy Lee Jones, John Hawkes, and Jackie Earle Haley. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.